The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request. Good morning. Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And what a pleasure it is to be with you today. It's beautiful, sunny, early. I think it's the first day of autumn here in the Northeast. Change of season. Again, a change of direction for the market. But what we're going to do here today is really kind of a wonderful show put together, because quarter past the hour, we're going to bring on an expert running money in a value, large cap value approach. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to bring on another new relationship of mine, someone I met over at CNBC the other week, who, from reading his trading notes, is one of the better momentum style traders in the market. And again, the whole message, what we've tried to do with Magnet Investing over these years, is to bring on the leading experts who all look at the market a little bit differently. And what I've shared with you in my books, both Magnet Investing and the Magnet Method of Investing, is the key that you need to know who you are. You need to develop a plan based upon yourself. And then you can tune out the media. You can tune out the noise of the market and work with a strategy that works for you. And what do I mean by that? Is that there's a style of investing called deep value, hidden assets. And I'm working with one of the leading practitioners, with Mark Boyer in New York City, who has a long, long-term track record of using immense patience, detailed analysis of balance sheets, and then waiting and using weaker prices to add to positions. Now, if you have a certain personality that doesn't fit with this, it would drive you crazy. You would lose patience in stock ideas before they actually materialized. You'd be on to the next stock, and then you'd look at an old idea of yours blossom. If a value investor tried a momentum approach, it simply wouldn't work for them. If you are a busy professional and you don't have hours to sit in front of a market, then you can't trade on price and volume and moving average. So it's a matter of figuring out what works for you. But I think one of the big keys, and we'll hear about this at the bottom of the hour, I think, from Scott, is knowing when the environment itself is kind of healthy and when the environment is not healthy. And again, it might work differently for different investors, and it would be very interesting to hear the commentary. What I mean by that is, when a market is terrible, and let's call this a terrible 12 years, because we have never seen negative returns in the stock market for this long. We just completed a 20-year cycle where bonds outperformed stocks. That has never, ever happened before. So you'd say, well, that's a terrible environment. Well, it's a terrible environment if you're a seller. But if you're a deep value guy who's buying stocks cheap, who's buying stocks during periods of pessimism, and you're patient, Well, the next 10 years may turn out to be the best 10 years the market has ever seen. We won't know that until we get to look back. But I always share, when someone asks you, how is the market? Well, the market for a buyer and a market for a seller are two different things. Also, I went into today's Investors Daily, where they show a index of mutual funds, notable names, guys with great track records, guys with long histories. Of the 20 funds that they show, one of them happens to be up 17% for the year. One of them's down 9% for the year. So everybody, every style, it kind of goes and mixes around. To say how's the market is actually irresponsible. It'd be like saying how's real estate. Well, real estate in Florida is different than real estate in Boston, which is different than Shanghai, which is different than Buenos Aires. And it's the same thing with the market, whether it's large cap, small cap, international, whether it's tech or utilities. So that the whole thing, what we tried to do at Magda, what I've done in both of my books and in all of my writings, is to remind everybody there's something simply called the bell curve. And it helps you to get an understanding that even though all kids play sports in school, only a couple of them become professionals. Only a couple of them become Hall of Fame players. So you have to think of the thought that in 90% of all public companies, you're just going to look for average. If you're willing to be a patient dollar-cost averager in low-cost mutual funds, guess what, folks? You're going to get there. You're not going to make big mistakes. You're not going to pile into a fund after it had a big run. You're not going to pile out and panic during recessions or bear markets. And that approach works. There's another approach of saying, I'm going to focus, I'm going to find some individual companies, some leaders in what they do. And I had a conversation this morning with my wife. One of my disappointments in the year is my 16-year-old came to me and said, there's a stock-picking contest going on in school, and I want to do well. Dad, let's sit down and build a portfolio. And I asked him a question, is there any industry or any company or anything he really, really understands or likes or he thinks has a competitive advantage? And again, we don't give stock picks out here. We don't make recommendations. But for you guys who follow the market a little bit and follow the business a little bit, my son talked about a company where he gets DVDs in the mail. And he uses the service. And he thinks it's a great service. It turns out it's a very strong stock. It had a nice magnet rank on it. Well, interestingly enough, that stock has become the stock of the year. And I also noticed the video company of last decade or two decades ago declared bankruptcy today. So here you go, same industry, same thoughts, one with superior management, one with superior business plan, one with superior execution, and you could have bought both of them and averaged your returns, lost half your money, and then had half a winner. Or you could have said, I'm going to look for the winner, and I'm going to ride that. Where's my disappointment? Is that it really didn't lead my son to the next kind of curiosity of saying, okay, well, what's the next idea? What's the next thought? Because if you want to create true wealth and you really want to make real money, then we all know that the stock market long-term and short-term, frankly, if you know how to deal with it, is the way to go at it. So how do we reinforce this again one more time? Well, my little son came to me and said, hey, you know, Pop's house in Livingston, New Jersey, which sells right now for about $500,000 or $600,000. He said, How much would it be worth in current dollars? He bought the house, I think, for $16,000 right after World War II. And he asked me if that's a great investment, what it's really worth, would he have done better elsewhere? Well, folks, even after this lost decade, these 12 years of negative returns, had that money be put in one of the superior mutual funds or even above average, doesn't have to be the best. We talk about, we could throw out a name, although I don't endorse it, the American Funds, Growth Fund of America, plain vanilla. that 16,000 would be worth upwards of $2.5 million right now. And you wouldn't have had to pay, by the way, state taxes and put on roofs and put on boilers and all those other things. So when it goes back to, you go to long periods of time, the stock market continues to outperform every other possible investment. Now just think about if you had a tool that said, in every decade, in every year, the market is led by a dozen names, maybe 20 names, but certainly not by 500 names in the S&P, certainly not 9,000 in some equally weighted index of all companies. If you had a methodology of finding the leaders, the guys leading the NBA in scoring, the guys leading the major leagues in hits and batting average, just a system to find the most profitable companies, what we call them, you know what we call them. If you haven't read my books, you should. It's all different approaches. So I'm not going to tell you what makes sense for you, whether it's the Boyer value approach, whether it's an approach of trading the market aggressively, whether it's all different ways to make money in the market. The only thing, the way you cannot make money, you cannot make money sitting in a money market at sub 1% waiting for the clouds to clear. Because when the clouds clear and the environment's better and the economy's better and jobs are back and everyone's talking about the IPOs and blah, 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 and the new next new era item, you'll already be late. The move will already have been made and you'll have lost years of compounding opportunity. And that's simply the way it works. So I think the best advice that I can give anybody is to learn more, read more, get some trusted sources, and stop blaming your broker, stop blaming the president, stop blaming your wife, stop blaming anything. Take personal control. Learn how to be a better investor. We always say the best investor is an educated investor. That's what we try to do here at Magnet. What we'll do for the next couple segments, we're going to really run the gamut from value investing to momentum investing. Folks, stick with us. We bring on the leading experts, the top money managers, the top authors. We'll continue to do that. We got some great guests coming up. We'll be right back. Stick with us. We're on Magnet Investing on Voice America Business. We will be right back.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. mind, brain, and body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And let me show one of the things I enjoy most about what I do is the ability to meet the best investors, the most famous investors, but more importantly, the ones with the track records and the know-how. And so I'll be on CNBC on Closing Bell this coming Monday, somewhere between 3 and 4 p.m. I'm not sure what we'll be discussing yet. That's the nature of live TV. But at every show, whether it's Fox, whether it's CNBC, you meet different styles of investors, and we lined up today. We're hoping that Oliver from the Beta Fund gives us a phone call in a little bit. He's been lined up to share his philosophies in terms of value investing. They do mostly large cap. After that, we're going to bring on, again, one of the gentlemen I met recently over at CNBC who is a wonderful trader using the skills taught by William O'Neill on how to identify companies. But the point I go back to again is that one of the best investors we had on our show is a gentleman named Joel Greenblatt, who is a great value investor who wrote the first in a series of what's become a series of books called The Little Book That. Well, his book was The Little Book That Beats the Market. And he was successfully running billions of dollars using what he called the magic formula. And what he did is he said, I'm willing to actually give you the formula because I know you won't use it. You might use it for a little while it's working, but if it falls out of favor for a month or two, maybe a year or three, you're going to kind of move on to the next guru, the next idea, the next thought. You won't be able to stick with it. So bang, here is the magic formula. And I loved the conversation that we had with Joel on air. And what he did, he was able to go in and construct some ratios and say, if this is cheap enough, if this is low priced enough, and I'm not falling into what is a value trap, then I can be patient and I can just refresh my list and I'm going to work with the 30 stocks per year that rank up highest on my model and I'll refresh the list periodically. And he has had some awful years, but he has actually outperformed the market handily. If you haven't got that book, if you haven't listened to that segment, we should find out, go back in time where that segment was. And I'll tell you, he was so successful that I just politely asked him off air where he lives, and he says, it's none of your business. Here was a guy more concerned about his personal safety and the safety of his children than he was in just unwilling to make any kind of small talk. I thought it was kind of funny, but the point I want to get at and the point I was hoping to talk to Oliver from the Beta Fund does is something called the value trap. And it's well known that things like apples do fall from the tree and there's something called gravity, but what goes up goes down or what goes down goes up is not necessarily the case. And I'll make a point here that if the Boston Celtics or the Los Angeles Lakers played your local high school team in basketball, well, the fact that they win 80 games in a row against that high school team is not a reason to bet against them in the 81st game. If I played Tiger Woods a round of golf for match play, and he could have his worst day, he could have the worst personal problems he has in his life, he will beat me 1,000 times in a row. And if you bet on me because I lost 1,000 times in a row and my time is due, well, you're going to lose your money. So some people use what's called the new low list to find ideas because they like cheap, they want to buy cheap, and I'll tell you, I don't believe personally that's the recipe for success. However, if you look at companies that are currently disappointing Wall Street, and maybe their sector's out of favor, maybe they had an earnings hiccup, whatever the case may be, and they fell out of favor, but they have a very good business, and they have a very good competitive edge in their industry, and the valuation gets cheap enough, you can turn around if you are, in fact, a patient investor and use that approach, and you will make money. The way you won't make money is if you read the paper and you hear that value investing is in and you buy some value stocks. And 6 weeks later, you hear that momentum investing is in. You dump all your value stocks, you buy momentum stocks, and then 2 weeks later, you hear that growth is in. And the point is knowing who you are, knowing what works for you, knowing your own composition, your ability to hang on during a hairpin turn, your ability to add to a position that's actually working out. The biggest mistake I think people make is just not only portfolio construction, but portfolio management. So let's go back to my first book, Magnet Investing, and I said, pretend for a moment you plant a garden, and there's 10 seeds that you get, different kind of seeds, and you plant them, and 8 of them grow, and 2 of them don't grow. Well, it's so easy here because there's no emotion. You bought a seed. You take the 2 things out that didn't grow, you put in a new seed, you plant it, you give it whatever kind of magic powder you can, and you hope those grow. But think of the person who goes in and says, well, these 8 things that I've planted are growing beautifully. Let me take my profits in them. Let me pull them out, and let me add to these seeds that are not growing. Let me put the fertilizer to where things are not growing. Well, how dumb that would be. What if you had a flowering fig tree that every year grew more and more figs and was healthy, and the stem was getting thicker and the trunk was getting thicker and more figs? Do you cut that out to say, listen, let me take my profits here and plant something else? Of course not, because your emotion's not getting in your way. Well, what about planting those 10 seeds and coming back an hour later to see what's growing? How ridiculous, right? What about a day later? Still ridiculous. Well, the whole idea is learning a combination of patience and then controlling your ego. Knowing how long something might take, you may be willing, if you're a momentum investor, folks, and that stock loses momentum, you'd better clear the deck. If you're a value investor and you buy something way out of favor that nobody's even thinking about and knowing about, how ridiculous it would be to think that someone discovers it the very next day, week, or maybe even quarter. We've had some management teams on this show of companies that I actually believe they have a competitive advantage, that I bought some shares. I might have to wait 5 years for that. But if I buy inexpensively enough and the valuation is low enough, and, well, folks, there's a certain kind of money you can have for that. So even though I happen to like companies that are accelerating their revenue and there's certain kind of things that I look for, it's all a matter of understanding patience. It's a matter of understanding time frames it takes investments to work out. And, of course, it's a matter of controlling your emotions, controlling your ego, and never permitting emotions to make decisions for you. And I think that each method of investing has their own risks, each method of investing has their own drawbacks, and the ability to kind of match yourself up with, in fact, the philosophy that works for you, learn who you are, learn from your mistakes, and it takes me to kind of the last piece in my first book where I learned from Gerald Loeb, I learned from Yale Hirsch with the Stock Traders Almanac, who said every year, take every transaction on a separate piece of paper, and you have your ruling reasons why you bought something, what the stock looked like when you bought it, why you bought it, et cetera. But you have two piles, and you have the piles that made money and the piles that lost money. And the person, the investor that's willing to look deeply into their own soul and see why those trades worked out and why those trades didn't work out will begin to learn something about themselves and hopefully become a better investor. It might take years for this to happen, but think again of the chess player. And I don't care how smart you are, or how smart you think your kids are, or anybody you know, if they sit down and win their first game at chess, well, they're probably playing against a chimpanzee, okay? The fact is, no one wins their first few games at chess, and it takes time to understand what you did wrong, you're willing to play against a better player, and you're willing to learn. And that's what they call in this business tuition. And I think you have to pay some tuition. I think every great investor that I have met, except one, has talked about the amount of tuition he had to pay in the beginning. Now, one happens to be Jim Rogers, has been on our show before. We'll have him on again. And I just don't remember him ever having a hiccup. And he talked about the reason he felt he was successful is he was so afraid to fail that he did such amazing, such detailed research before he took a position. And I guess he was intuitive. I guess he's just brilliant. But either you're willing to spend that amount of time researching your ideas, and you also have to be brilliant there. But the whole point is learn from your mistakes, learn who you are, develop a strategy that works for you, and then don't let your ego get involved, and certainly don't let your emotions get involved. And I think that coming back after this break here, we're going to hear about a trader, an individual who is clearly honing his skills, clearly getting better, maybe already on top of his game, maybe ahead of most others, but diligently and disciplinedly trading the market his way. So we'll be right back following this quick break. We're bringing on Scott from T3. We'll be right back following this quick break.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
At your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And one of the benefits of what I do, I get to meet some of the smartest guys, smartest people in the entire industry. And the next guest is no exception. I met Scott Riedler from T3Live.com over at CNBC just a few weeks ago. Incredibly impressed with the notes he puts out, the style that he does, the discipline that he uses. Scott, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, and let's do this. Before we get into exactly T3Live.com and what you do and what you bring there, if you wouldn't mind, Scott, just a little bit of your own background and how you got to where you got, then we'll jump into what you're thinking and what you're doing these days.
I've been on Wall Street since 1996. I started out as a broker, and within a few years, I just hated the model of pitching ideas, having people say yes, charging a commission. I just didn't like the relationship of that, and I knew just it couldn't work. So I went into venture capital business for about a year, and that's when I met Mark Sperling, who happened to be trading at Broadway Trading, which back in the day, if you know, when things were going crazy as far as day trading, that was probably one of the biggest day trading operations, and I started working for him, and he taught me the ins and outs on how to trade price action. And within about a year or two, I was leading the desk, and within 2 years after that, I was his junior partner. Then we got bought out by Schoenfeld, and we all know that, you know, yeah, the market went bust, and a lot of people got pushed out of the industry. And through 2000, I would say, to now, you know, the traders that were left got very serious. I started to really try and take a serious approach to my trading, really learn, go to seminars. I started reading Invest in Business Daily every day. I have all my traders do it. I went out and took the course and really learned technical analysis, but more importantly, I learned really about myself and what makes me tick as a trader, because I really think that's what's very important, to be on the right side of that fine line in a winning trade. So T3 came about 2 years ago. We were Sperling Enterprises, a subsidiary of Schoenfeld. We merged with Nexus and created T3, and there are five of us partners. I'm the chief strategic officer. I put together the morning game plan every day for over 500 traders, as well as my community. I put together a price point sheet of 20 to 25 of the fastest moving stocks in the market, which changes depending on the market composure. So I'm in very early, putting together the list, the price points, and then I do a live morning call for about 15 minutes to the community, talking about the four or five things that I'm looking to see based on the futures, looking to see where the stocks are acting. And then 9:30, I'm trading on the floor with the rest of the crew and trade all day long. And then throughout the course of the last few years also, because of technical analysis and because of our game plan and just our consistency, I started to go on CNBC, which is how I met you, Jordan, which is unbelievable. You get to meet such high-caliber, great people there. And I've been on yesterday was my 100th segment, and it's really all based on technical analysis, little common sense, very, very hard work ethic, because that's what it takes every single day to keep working and honing in your skills, and also to know what the real composure of the market is. So really it's been like a grassroots learning process that I've taken on through the years that is continuing, and it's more like a formula and a mantra, you know, versus a secret sauce to making money in the market. Everyone wants a free lunch. Everyone wants to get rich quick. And the fact of the matter is there is no free lunch. There is no get rich quick. But if you put together the right formula, which is disciplined, actual game plan, or even a routine, a set of rules, which I believe, you know, IBD does very well for a lot of people, you know, you could actually do this day in and day out. And then you combine that with, you know, a happy home, a few, you know, extracurricular things, whether it's running, like I'm doing the marathon in a month from now, you know, a well-balanced approach to to everything where your highs don't get too high and your lows don't get too low, and that could keep you even keel so you see the market clearly.
Right, Scott, listen, I just love every single thing you said. You've been kind enough to share some of your morning notes with me. We don't have to talk about how really beautifully accurate you're trading this market. You're definitely in a moment right now. You're seeing things really clearly. What I want you to talk about, you talked a little bit about it already, the need to kind of stay humble, the need to not work with your ego, but instead to work with discipline. And I think that you saw a lot of people blow up, probably not because they didn't understand some of the things you talked about, but they lost control of their emotions, discipline, and ego.
I 1,000% agree, because everyone could be trading on the same desk and have the right idea. Some people will lose in it, and some people will make in it. The ones that think they can handle more shares than they can, so they get very, very jittery and they don't hold through the trade, they get out early or they don't give it enough time, they don't make money in the trade because they think they're a bigger trader than they are. The ones that maybe live a little bit beyond their means and during a few good months go out and buy the fancy car or extend themselves, and then when things aren't as active, they need to try and manufacture money when the money's not there in the market, and then they stress themselves out, and then they can't pay their bills, and they've gotten pushed out of the market. There are so many things that can easily push you out of the market that I've seen that you really have to take such a balanced approach. You really have to almost, I preach that you have to cost average your career, because not every year is going to be the same.
I love that. So let me get into a couple of difficult questions, and I think, even not knowing you well enough, I think I might know where you'll go. It might depend on the market, but there's two things I think that we talk about. One of them, is understanding the nature of the market. Is it healthy or it's not? Creating a watch list, and then you actually need your buy alert. I'm curious if your alerts go off when stocks pull back and give you a chance to get in, or do you like the double top, the triple top, the quadruple top breakout on volume? Which one makes you feel most comfortable?
Well, that coincides with our tier approach. I try and do like a tier 1 through tier 4 approach depending on the setup. Now, if you recall when I met you 3 weeks ago, that was when the market had that big move from 1065 to about 1105, and we all knew that this has happened before, and the question will be, can it last? What kind of market do we have setting up? And we spoke the week after where, if you remember, the market held that 1090 all week long.
Mm-hmm.
So you go from 1040 or 1060 to 1100 and then you hold 1090. Right there, that's one of the retracement rules where it didn't pull back more than a third. That means there's demand. That means there's commitment. And then during that week was the week to start tearing into the best stocks in the market. And at that point, Apple was acting really well. Baidu was acting really well. Amazon was acting really well. So that was when we got into, just say, our tier 1 or tier 2 before the breakout. So kind of in the base, that's when Apple still was trading in the channel. It was around 260 or so, or maybe 265. But then for a cash flow trade, if you remember on Monday, Apple was awesome. Apple traded through 278, 279, which was a 52-week high. All my traders jumped on it. I added two tiers. And then I quickly, took off those two tiers at 282, made a nice $4 move just as a cash flow trade, which a lot of traders, depending on their time frame, that's what they take. But then I kept on the in-the-base tiers for more of a macro move because I could handle it. I couldn't handle staying in tier 4 this entire time. I'd be so jittery on every tick. But I know if I have some from the base and I play some for the breakout and then I come back to where I'm comfortable, I could stay with the move longer and take more out of it versus the all or none.
Scott, to me, listen, that sounds like money management. That sounds like controlling emotions. I love it. Let's talk for a minute about the value added at T3.com, what you offer, and how your program works over there. For the listeners who might be interested in learning more, particularly about T3.com.
Well, it's T3Live.com.
I'm sorry, yep.
Was created to be the first fully transparent hedge fund slash trading firm, where there are a lot of traders out there that don't have the luxury of a big firm behind them. They trade from home or they trade at an office that maybe don't have as many talented people. So what we want to do is let you come into our office in a virtual way. So what I do, I put together this price point sheet with the 25 most active stocks, and I upload it to the site by 8:30. So I'm putting it together based on daily charts where the S&Ps are that morning, so it could be as real. I do it in the morning of, not the night before, because I like to make it as real time as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So then I upload it to the site, so then everyone could look at the stocks, look at the price points, look at my comments, look at their own charts. So you're not going to make as much money in my ideas as your own, but if your idea aligns with my idea, like, wow, Scott likes that, I like that, let me take a closer look. And then I do a morning call for 15 minutes where after the subscriber, which you could subscribe, there are three different subscriptions based on your involvement with the market, you then get a live video for 15 minutes where I sit there with the price point sheet, I go over why I like a few of them, I concentrate on five or six based on where things are at, so those are like my A plays. They're the ones that I think are the low-hanging fruit where you can make some cool active money in the first 30 to 90 minutes of the day. Like today, obviously with the futures down, we had to look to see how the leaders acted. So I talked about seeing if Apple can go positive, if Baidu can go positive, Amazon can go positive, and they all went positive and pushed. So
right,
you know, I try and go over where we could look. And then we actually have this thing called the virtual trading floor, which shows about eight of the top traders. And you see actually when we put on a position. It turns green. So you could see what we're holding, when we put it on, what we're shorting. So this way, if you're doing so and you have a problem holding it, you're like, wow, he bought Apple, and I don't see it disappearing.
Okay.
You know what? Maybe it gives you conviction to hold on, and you could actually see our positions, which no fund usually lets anyone see their positions.
So, and I happen to love that. I, by the way, folks, disclosure, I'm going down to Scott's trading floor. I'm really interested in their business. I want to see how it works, and I'm really looking forward to that. Let me ask you, you know, make a comment, and I want to throw something out. I'm seeing your name virtually. I mean, you're getting a ton of exposure in great coverage, not only CNBC, but in the magazines. I know you speak at a lot of conferences. You're very sought after. It's not an accident, Scott. I really want to compliment you on understanding that you are still a student of the market. You're still looking to get better, and I love that. And I want to just have you comment on something, which is, you know, the piece called margin. And what you're feeling is on margin. We're going to come up to, actually, I'm hearing a commercial come in, Scott. Listen, before we go there then, why don't, if you'd like, maybe give out your own contact information, either email or phone number, so listeners who are interested in you, interested in T3Live.com, can reach you.
Scott at T3Live.com, T with the number 3, live.com, and also T3, Scott at T3Capital.com.
All right, because these segments are short. I want to make sure you get your opportunity for that. What I'd love to do, Scott, is have you on periodically. I want to remind the listeners, we're not giving any stock recommendations. Scott could be in and out of a trade before you could look up the symbol. He knows what he's doing. You got to do your own homework. But, Scott, I love your input. I love your list, and I'm looking forward to visiting you down at T3Live.com. I think I'm coming down next week. Thanks for taking out the time out of your trading day to join us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I think you're awesome. Look forward to speaking to you again. Have a wonderful weekend. And, folks, after this quick break, we'll come back with more Magnet Investing right after a quick word from the sponsors. We'll be right back.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And I just heard a commercial in between the break for Trust Across America show, the show we're running on Wednesdays at noon Eastern time on Voice America Variety. And I have to talk about this for a minute because it's so tied in to what we talked about during the show about different investment styles. And one of the things that I've really hammered out with CNBC and Fox over the last couple years is their focus on anybody doing anything wrong, whether it was AIG back then, or whether it was Merrill Lynch, or whether it was Citibank and all the banks. And I said, what if we could actually begin highlighting the good guys? What do I mean by that? The companies that are not only concerned about short-term shareholder price, but actually relationships to what are called other stakeholders. And that's a word, folks, you're going to learn to hear a lot about in the next couple of years. And what a stakeholder is anybody directly or indirectly influenced or affected by a company. So that means clearly their employees, their community, even their suppliers, clearly their customers and regulators. So the whole idea here, folks, is that we all know that we got caught up in something called short-termism. And I'll confess to being part of the problem, along with some folks in New York City, who really quantitatively stripped down balance sheets and learned what components of an earnings report created the biggest short-term returns. And when management, whose stock options were tied to that quarter's price, learned about this, well, that's when I believe there was a big acceleration in bad behavior. Because we know that earnings can be manipulated, and when earnings surprises pulled money in and shot a stock price up, even if it was temporary, management would cash out, and this acceleration towards short-termism caused a tremendous amount of problems. So we've been working with partners now and developing a concept, a new concept, where without kind of taking the cover off the ball quite yet, there will be a methodology coming to the public very soon where you can look at companies based upon the factors of trust and trustworthiness. And those companies that actually rank out highest, not only quantitatively, financially, on two separate models, two of the strongest financial models in the country, but also rank up highly based upon measurements of transparency, sustainability, corporate governance, board independence, accounting regularities. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And the concept of being able to not invest in those companies with the highest quarterly acceleration in revenue, which tends to make money, by the way, but it's short term, but to actually dig deep and say, listen, I'm going to invest in these companies. Look at the way they're treating their employees. Their employees are completely engaged. Their communities being looked after. They're not polluting. They're actually including their suppliers in their planning and decision making to improve the supply chain. Folks, if you have the ability to think and work along all those lines, Well, would you think those companies do well financially over time? Of course they do. And this is a new thought method that we're going to bring in and we're going to push in. And if you haven't been over to the trustacrossamerica.com website, you really need to go over there. The show is magnificent. In the first 6 months of our new show, we have already had on thinking leaders and Jonathan Tisch and members of the Business Roundtable, the top consultants who go into Fortune 100 and teach them how to actually think in terms of shareholder and enterprise management rather than management for shareholders. So this is kind of coming to a head. And then about a month ago, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal where a professor from Michigan came out and said, all this corporate responsibility, all this thinking about stakeholders is nonsense. It's actually, just like it was stated 50 years ago, a corporation's mandate to maximize profits regardless of who gets in the way. Folks, if you believe that it's okay to pollute your local river and kill your employees' kids, well, I ask you how sustainable that is. If you're putting in wells and you're not double lining your tankers and you're taking shortcuts in safety, I'll ask you in the long run, how smart do you look? How interested are your shareholders? Who wants to work there? So the focus of Trust Across America is not to highlight the guy who blew up a well, but to find out instead which companies are actually most engaged in stakeholder relationships. And I can't wait. In about a month, we'll be able to tell you something much more clearly, but I will tell you that I believe this will, in fact, bring back trust. Now, I was over at a conference just the other day. Who was there? Sir Richard Branson was one of the speakers. It was a discussion about sustainability. And the projections are, and you're all talking about a recession and the consumer's dead, that by 2050, the size of the world economy will be somewhere between 3 and 5 times the size of it is right now. If you are a company that's selling into that, whether it's refrigerators or cars or semiconductors, the focus is in engaging your employees to really, really have their heart in there, to work with your community, your suppliers, with everybody who touches your company, and watch what happens for sure. Not for sure, but what I believe is you'll start to see employee or management bonuses and stock options based upon where the stock average price is 3, 5, 7 years from now, with clawbacks in case you engage in bad activity that works for the company short term and destroys it long term. And I don't know who's listening to this show, if you remember a guy named Chainsaw Al, but Chainsaw Al would come into companies and fire all the employees and cut all the costs, and the stock would turn around because earnings would go up. And that worked one or two places. I think the third place he went into, he couldn't quite get it done. So he lied, he cheated, he stole. Stock still went up, cashed out his options, probably paid a fine of 1/10 of what he made. But folks, that's not going to be tolerated anymore. Folks who take huge bonuses themselves and lay off employees, people don't want to work at companies like that. People that do a cost benefit and decide to pollute the local river rather than to cart off these carcinogenics may improve their earnings for a penny, but those people won't be in business in 10, 20, 30 years. So we're leading a trust revolution. We talked about throughout this show the difference between value, momentum, growth. Well, folks, we're going to introduce a new one. It's going to be all about trust, and you've heard it here first. We're doing our show on our sister network on Voice America Variety, so tune in to Trust Across America. Continue to tune in here. Folks, I know for now anyway, we're in a new bull market. You can hide in the money market, but if you want any information on maybe reviewing your own portfolio, looking into what Boyer does from a value side, have your own portfolio ranked through us, by us, anything we can do to help you, 212-995-8300. In the meantime, stay balanced. We got a great season ahead of us. I think we have a pre-election cycle coming in that's going to improve, continue to improve. So we'll join you right here next week. Time for me to take a breath. I can't wait to see you next week. Have a wonderful week ahead. Thanks again. Bye now.
Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magna Investing right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.